Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Political prisoner is going to be trying to join us from the lockup today. And I've seen the political authoritarians that masquerade as the left in this country celebrating the fact that he's in prison for having a tax-exempt creation-based museum. I interviewed this guy probably 15 years ago. He's very nice. He had best-selling DVDs and VHS tapes before that, wrote books. He's just a very nice, friendly person. And then when you watch the news, they go, it's incredible. The judge says he's worse than a rapist. He dared to be tax-exempt and run this scam operation claiming that dinosaurs were on the earth 6,000 years ago. Well, whether you believe that or not, dinosaurs are here today. What do you think Galapagos turtles are and crocodiles and alligators and Komodo dragons? But separately, I don't agree that Tyrannosaurus Rex was on the planet 6,000 years ago. I don't totally agree with his worldview. I don't agree with mainline Darwinism either. That's really just eugenics and the religion of the globalists. But here's the deal. You got a First Amendment. I can go get a 501c3 and start a flying saucer cult like Ray Al if I want to. Or I can go become an ordained Baptist preacher and get a 501c3 if I want to. Or be a lay preacher and do it. When you know the law and you follow this trial, then it takes you down the rabbit hole of the tens of thousands of churches and 501c3s and patriot groups and conservative groups and veterans groups and gun groups that have been harassed, indicted, investigated by the Obama White House and the IRS and the Justice Department. He's creation speaker, Dr. Kent Hovind. He spent nearly a decade in federal prison, charged with 100 years for mail fraud before his release. And I guess they've got him back in the system. We're going to get an update. We're going to get all the facts coming up here today. But they call everything wire fraud because he was trying to get out of prison and talking to his lawyers. They're claiming that's wire fraud. In fact, the FBI can claim if you ever bounced a check that that's wire fraud and put you in prison. That's what they did with Lyndon LaRouche. You can say what you want about Lyndon LaRouche. They always just say, kook, Lyndon LaRouche on the news. People don't know who he is. They just know the word kook. Yeah, he used to give secret briefings every week to Ronald Reagan, and he would fly his own helicopter to CIA headquarters. That was in the Washington Post before they set him up for wire fraud, because they had some chargebacks on credit cards for their magazines. Anybody that runs an online or mail order business at the time has those. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is the totalitarianism in this country. FreeKentHovind.com is the website. He's going to be joining us. And we have Mark Adams, who works with former Congressman Hansen, who was jailed and tortured by the IRS, found not guilty repeatedly, but they kept arresting him and then torturing him until his feet exploded. They do that by chaining you up in an upright position for weeks on end. They call it dieseling. He basically is writing a book for Congressman Hansen, who I interviewed many years ago, but is too ill to come on. He's going to come on and tell us the story of Kent Hovind before he joins us. But this could happen to anybody. And, I mean, I don't even follow mainstream TV a lot, but, I mean, HBO, MSNBC, I've seen the pieces where they go, look at this kook. He had a dinosaur park telling kids that dinosaurs were around the age of humans. He deserves to be in prison. He was tax exempt to run his scam. I mean, you can have a 501c3 and be Hopi Indians out in the West taking drugs, and it's legal. There's a Christian who believes that the official story of evolution isn't true. And it's been proven to be a fraud. I mean, talk about an attack on free speech.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And here we are, lining up another broadcast week, dead ahead. Monday, the 16th day of March, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones, dedicated to the preservation of human integrity and dignity on our long march to our ultimate destiny. And that destiny is for us to decide, not the globalists, not the social engineers that would arrest our development, keep us in a childlike, perpetual state of mindlessness where we sleep and they live. The news is getting, again, just off the chart by the day. I remember telling people this last year, and I was actually reporting on Russian state-run reports. And this also happened back in 2008 when NATO launched an attack on Russian enclaves of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, and then claimed that Russia had invaded Georgia. Never been to Russia. Don't have any Slavic blood that I know of. I'm not picking sides. Don't have a dog in the fight. Russia didn't start any of this. That's a fact. Am I saying that Russia is as white as the driven snow? Politically, absolutely not. But they're not in an offensive mode. The globalists running Europe and the United States are the most virulent tyranny on the planet, allied with the viciously evil communist Chinese. Basically, the soulless communist Chinese. Vladimir Putin says Russia was preparing to use nuclear weapons if necessary and blames U.S. for Ukraine crisis. This is in the London Independent, Associated Press, Reuters. It's finally all over the news. I know for our listeners, they're like, tell us something we don't know, Mr. Jones. We know all about that. Well, we've been criticized in the news, you can look it up nationally, for claiming that Russia was threatening to use nuclear weapons. They had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs in 2008 and then again last year say, we've moved medium-range missiles in, and if you move in any heavy armor against our forces, and Putin went ahead and admitted, yes, Russian forces basically have been in Ukraine. We told you he was lying about that last year. He told state-run media, yeah, we've got forces there to defend Russian lives, and it basically is Russia. You could say the eastern part of Ukraine is 75% Russian, but you get right up against the border, it's Russians. It's always been Russian. It's like New York's always been America since, you know, George Washington. It's, I mean, that's where Russia was founded, was in Crimea, not in Moscow. I mean, it's the motherland. It's like Boston or something to the U.S. or New York City. I mean, just, it's Americana. Well, it's Russian. Would the word be Ruskikana? I don't know. And so it is a very dangerous escalation when you've got NATO, current NATO generals last year on video saying we're prepared for war with Russia and giggling about it. Even when psychopaths like Curtis LeMay wanted to first strike nuke Russia in the early 60s and Kennedy said no, and Eisenhower said no previously, he didn't get up on TV and laugh about it. Like he was talking about, yeah, I'll kick your butt in a boxing match. We're talking about nuclear war. So it's in mainstream news now in the West, so now it exists. So now I can talk about it. We've been talking about it for almost a year. That the Russians have said, if you start moving armor in and if you engage us, we're going to nuke you. And we have the clip coming up. Ex-U.S. general defends his sanctions, says sanctions don't work, start killing Russians comment. We're going to play that clip in a moment, but the magnitude of this, this is not the Iraqis that we can bully for 20 years after installing Saddam Hussein, having him follow orders, and then setting him up. Just a fact. Just to turn the country over to Al-Qaeda, basically. In the West and in the East, Iran. I mean, that's a really bad deal, much worse than it was. But that's what the globalists wanted. They wanted to destabilize the Middle East. Well, now they want to destabilize Russia, and they've got jihadi brigades all through the Caucasus, right through into Georgia, and throughout other areas of Eastern Europe that are shooting Russian police, blowing up military bases, blowing up train stations. And the West admits, the Council on Foreign Relations last week had a publication out bragging about our jihad forces attacking the Russians. So you want real jihad attacking you, that's what's going on. And Putin has even given speeches saying, we don't need this outside threat to unify Russians. We already know we're under attack. But he goes on to admit in another speech I saw this morning, in a TV interview he did a few weeks ago, that Iran is being anti-Israel so that it gets domestic support internally with an outside enemy and that Iran needs to shut up. But see, our politicians won't get up there. It's not that Putin's even a good guy, but it's refreshing that he tells the truth almost all the time, just from his perspective. He said Iran's a great culture, invented a lot of mathematics and science. We're building their reactors. They are peaceful. He basically implied they already have nukes. Everybody knows that, that they want to become a first world nation, but that they are, for domestic purposes, attacking Israel, and it needs to stop. And that Hezbollah forces need to stop messing with Israel. I mean, it's really unprecedented that Russia is trying to make the peace with everybody legitimately. And so that's why George Soros and others, when they're not funding, you know, protests that turn into cop shooting events, and when they're not funding anti-gun events or open border events or every other form of tyranny, they're trying to start war with Russia. I mean, where does George Soros think he's going to go if there's a nuclear war? So let's play that clip of former U.S. Army General Robert Scales explaining to Fox News that Ukraine is lost and acknowledge that an ongoing deployment of American troops in Eastern Europe is unlikely to change the situation, and the only way the U.S. can turn the tide is start killing Russians, killing so many Russians that even Putin's media can't hide the fact that Russians are returning to their motherland in body bags. They're already returning in body bags by the some numbers are in the thousands. It's a major proxy war with U.S. mercenaries and European mercenaries and others engaging the Russians right now in a bunch of battles. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
3,000 U.S. troops deploying to Eastern Europe. Some armor will be going with them, right, apparently. To what effect, and what do you expect?
I think to no effect, Lou. It's game, set, and match in the Ukraine. The only way the United States can have any effect in this region and turn the tide is to start killing Russians by killing so many Russians that even Putin's media can't hide the fact that Russians are returning to the motherland in body bags. But given the amount of support we've given the Ukrainians, given the ability of the Ukrainians themselves to counterattack against these, 12,000 Russians camped in their country, sadly, that's not likely to happen, Lou.
General Bob Scales,
well,
bringing
Napoleon,
right up to the
point. And Adolf Hitler and many others do the same thing with Russia every time, and Russia just sits there and lets people attack them, and then the real war starts. These guys sit there in their Fox News studios, and I know Lou Dobbs. He's been on the show. He's a listener. I don't blame him having this guy on. It's an interesting interview. I would have the general on. I've got to get Scales on here. I know he's a Fox News analyst. Those who probably won't come on, but they just sit there calmly going, let's start killing so many Russians, Putin can't hide it. Putin's not hiding it. He's gone up in the polls since all this started. If we had a foreign government up on the Texas border killing U.S. soldiers, that would make Obama popular, even the unpopular Obama. So this is really dangerous, folks. I know it's not as important as South by Southwest or American Idol or, you know, Dancing with the Stars, but it's just crazy to see this general, and he's not the only one, current NATO general, saying, let's just go ahead and have a war with the Russians. I mean, even if they have super advanced weapons, they're not going to stop all the Russian ICBMs and cruise missiles and sapper teams that basically black op, ghost teams, sleeper cells in the United States. I mean, we know they've got components smuggled in. I mean, And maybe that's what the globalists want, is a reset with the global financial crisis looming, and they know they're going to get blamed for what they authored. And they have war-gamed the whole scenario and might want the Russians to set off a nuke they smuggled in, or nukes they smuggled in a long time ago, and vaporize Congress. And then the shadow government takes out the Russians, goes in their bunkers, and then reemerges. I mean, it's global domination. Hitler was ready to lose the entire German population for global domination. And when 20 million Germans had already died, the last week a million were lost in and around Berlin alone. They flooded the subways to stop the Russian advance, and they said 500,000 women and children are in those subways. And Hitler's quotes are on record, put out by the SS before he died, that the German people deserve it then because they didn't win. So it's the same mindset, ladies and gentlemen, where we just might have to have a nuclear war so we get our global government and reemerge after it. That's the view of the globalist. You go back to Dr. Strangelove, 1964, with the Rand Corporation plan. That's what the whole thing's based on. They say Bland Corporation in the movie, but it's an allegory. It's pretty much like The Godfather, which Puzo admitted was a true story, and the names were changed. That stuff really went on, minus the doomsday machine and minus the first strike. General LeMay, L.L. Lemnitzer, and others wanted to have a nuclear war with Russia and had plans written up for the elite to go underground in these bases and then reemerge after a decade with global military supremacy. This is crazy. It was Bertrand Russell said we might have a nuclear war to bring in peace after it and to reduce world population. These people are sick. They are sick, crazy people. This General Scales is a maniac nut on TV saying, let's start killing Russians in massive numbers so Putin can't hide it. Putin has now gone public and said, yeah, we got nukes. We're getting ready to use them. Yeah, our Russian forces, Russian army is in Ukraine. We're ready to fight because NATO just sent in heavy tanks. You understand? NATO's sending in heavy tanks, folks. They're going to start engaging the Ruskies point blank openly. and the Russians are moving in nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, you got a bunch of hopeless people here in Austin with their college degrees that are worthless, being milked by the scam artist South by Southwest thing, wandering around thinking they're trendy because, you know, they have crooked mustaches and miscolored socks. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Way up north,
to the land,
way up north,
to the land,
north. This out just minutes ago on the heels of what I was just breaking down. Vladimir Putin says Russia was preparing to use nuclear weapons if necessary and blames U.S. for Ukraine crisis. Here's AP. Russia launches massive Arctic military drills. The Russian military today launched sweeping military maneuvers in the Arctic and other areas, a show of force ordered by President Vladimir Putin, aimed amid spiraling tensions with the West over Ukraine. The 5-day Arctic drills involving 38,000 servicemen, that's just north of Canada, and more than 50 surface ships and submarines and 110 aircraft are intended to check the readiness of Russian Northern Fleet and the military's ability to deploy additional forces from Central Russia. I want to explain something. We just played a former U.S. general saying, let's start killing more Russians. They're sending tank brigades in from NATO, admittedly, to start engaging Russian forces. They just released a documentary shot about a month ago, because Putin's been missing for weeks, with Putin saying that they're preparing for nuclear war and that the West are basically terrorists and they're trying to destabilize the planet and trying to set up a world government and just all this over-the-top truth. Again, I'm not lionizing Putin. And is he underground because I think a war is about to start? Well, Joe Biggs has some sources in Russia through army connections that have in the past been accurate, and he's going to talk about why Putin may be missing. This is pure speculation. Obviously, it's been a lot of speculation of why is he missing? Is he dead? They've now released this interview he supposedly did a month ago on state-run television, and then another taped interview. Joe Biggs, former Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army combat vet, you've got some sources. What are they saying?
Yeah, so the word is I've got some friends. My cousin, he's also engaged right now to this Russian girl. And her mother still lives over in there. And so I send them texts from time to time.
And they've given you good stuff before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've talked about the Russian military, lining up outside of Crimea right before all that happened. So, I mean, they've been pretty spot on with everything so far. But he texted me back last night and says her mom said that Putin has stage 4 cancer. And like we said, we don't know this for sure, but this is what we were told from that. Says that Putin has stage 4 cancer and he is trying to earn a place in the history books before he is gone. At least that's the story in Ukraine. So, you know, he's been gone for a while now. No one knows where he is. Maybe he's getting some kind of medical treatment. And like you said, I mean, if he knows that he doesn't have that much time left, he could be willing to do something, like you said, make a name.
Well, we know that's what the West is doing, is trying to act like hotshots, like Napoleon and Hitler. What is your view on this whole Russia situation, Joe?
I kind of believe that. I think that that's more of a... He's someone who's got a... He's very prideful. And I think that's something that he would do. If he knew he didn't have much time left, he'd be willing to go out and do as much harm and as possible, possibly, just to make a name for himself so people could remember him as, you know, like this great warrior, I would think. I don't know.
Well, he's a former KGB guy, and he's got the hardliner Russians behind him. And the Russians feel like they're being ganged up on. Historically, they have that psychology. They lost 20 million people in World War II, just like Germany. That was the big toe-to-toe battle. And they have a psychology of being attacked because they have been invaded over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like a very dangerous time right now.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, like I said, whenever someone like that high profile is gone for a while, it kind of makes you worry what's going on. What is he planning? Is he, like you said, is he possibly in some underground bunker getting ready for something? I mean, that...
Well, he was already missing a few weeks ago, late last year, and it turned out he was in a monastery, reportedly for 2 weeks, just, quote, deciding what to do. That's what's scary about the fact when you have one guy running something, they could really start World War III, but here's the problem. It's the West messing with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just crazy. It'd be like going in a bar and picking the biggest, meanest-looking guy and going up and punching him in the nose. I mean, you know, it's just crazy. This is not Iraq, Joe.
Yeah, it's poking the bear big time. They're definitely trying to pick a fight.
What do you think the point of that is?
The more wars we have, the more money they make with these contracts.
But we can't have one with China or Russia. They have thousands of nuclear weapons, and their spies are all over the place.
Yeah. I think they like to keep people in fear of the fact that it could happen.
What do you think is going to happen at the end of the day?
Well, fear controls everything. You know, that's what they use. They use that fear to control the American public. It's just a big propaganda tool, the way they're going to control the media to make people feel like they're constantly under attack.
I agree they're trying to create fear, saying ISIS is in the Caribbean and all this stuff, but Joe... What I'm getting at here is they really are, proxy troops are engaging Russians in Ukraine.
Yeah.
There's a real war going.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems incredible chutzpah, just major bravado.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully nothing happens. You know, this is one war that we don't want to get into.
Well, you're not patriotic, Joe, because you don't want to have thermal nuclear war and destroy the planet. How dare you?
Yeah, I guess that makes me a racist as well.
Absolutely. You're now anti-American, which is racist, because you don't want to have a nuclear war for a bunch of foreign bankers who are buying armored underground shelters in New Zealand as fast as they can.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go buy really tight jeans now and become a trendy. I'm sorry.
That would be trendy. That would not be racist. Good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockitPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockitPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockitPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockitPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. St. Norad has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and the only winning move is not to let.
move is not to play the globalist divide and conquer operation. You know, I've studied the New World Order and their tactics for really 25 years. I've been politically active for 23, on air for 20. And the only way this makes sense from a cold-blooded sociopathic or psychopathic perspective is if space aliens were running the globalists and that they wanted to get humans to kill each other and destroy civilization and build an artificial technocracy on our ashes, that we're almost like a shake-and-bake, biological terraforming system that builds a Cybertron for robot aliens. Now, I'm not saying it's robot aliens that are doing this, but if you look at it from a logical view, the technocracy the globalists are building, how they're dividing men from women, how they're attacking the family, how they're changing our DNA, how they're building a world that's unsustainable, and then you read every globalist publication. I mean, used to it was like once a month I'd see something like this 20 years ago. Now it's 10, 15 times a day. I have stacks of articles here at South by Southwest with top CEOs of tech companies saying humanity as we know it is basically over. We're going to merge with machines. Evolution is going to accelerate. I mean, it's just all the standard stuff. And Hertz has got to put cameras in all their rent cars to watch you. And I mean, that's just the last few days. Look at this headline. This is out of the Austin American Statesman. Sirius founder envisions world of cyber clones, Tech Med, where, again, you basically live in a tank like the Matrix and your cyber clone goes out and does all the work for you and also bosses you around. This is just them selling the trendies a limited understanding of what's coming so they accept it and think it's cool. It's all about shaping reality. USA Today also has the report. From here in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest 2015, we've got a reporters on the ground, a bunch of reports coming up. Our report on big demonstrations against the rise of artificial intelligence made DrudgeReport.com and a lot of other big sites yesterday with Leanne McAdoo and Buckley Hammond reporting. And it's not that I'm against technology. It's that I'm against the direction of its architecture. And it's being designed to suppress humanity, not to empower humanity. The decision has been made to build a future without humans. Whether you watch Discovery Channel or read articles by Bill Joy or listen to Ray Kurzweil, and I talk to a lot of famous people on the record and off the record, and they just say, you're not going to stop it, Alex. Join with it, and you can have the life extension. And Google admits when they were founded 16 years ago that their mission is to become a global AI that controls everything and creates a planetary monopoly. But on the surface, it's throngs and armies and legions of little trendy unpaid interns running around handing out freebies and as Google is given government authorization globally to take everything over. This is all about social engineering. There's an article out from The Guardian today. A stunt at South by Southwest has users falling for a robot on Tinder. App users at South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin have been unwittingly mimicking the plot of Alex Garland's new film by finding themselves quizzed by a gorgeous robot in disguise. It's all about manipulation. It's all about chumping everyone. Have an article here out of the International Business Times. South by Southwest 2015, TV networks, HBO and A&E, Nat Geo spend big in Austin to attract influencers, trying to reach younger and more urban, hip demographic because of their ratings going down. The only shows that are making it are shows like Mike Judge's Silicon Valley. Never seen the show, but did hang out with the whole, basically the cast of it out of this house shooting last year. I'm going to call Mike. He's back in town. We need to go out and shoot some more videos. But that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Silicon Valley makes fun of the trendies. It doesn't build them up as God. They deserve to understand that they're told under their narcissistic mindset that they will ascend if they buy into everything the establishment puts out, and instead all you do is end up being a slave of the system and don't affect change. What threatens the globalist is doing things outside of their box, outside of their artificial construct, their artificial proto-pre-matrix system of false reality that walls us off so that the globalists can control the stimuli and control the destiny of humanity, which is no destiny at all. I've already gone over the Russia situation. It's all over the top. Before I go any further here today, we're going to be talking to a political prisoner from federal prison today who dared to have a 501c3 in America that teaches creationism. And that was deemed by the feds as fraud. Pound Free Kent. Kent Hovind, who was on the show, it had to be 15, 16 years ago. And they really didn't like him because he was a charming and nice guy, whether you believe in creationism or believe in mainline Darwinism. I think both of them become dogmatic because it's men interpreting the Bible and then making it their own dogmatic stuff. And then you've got other men, you know, saying that it's everything that Charles Darwin said. I don't buy into either view, and the elite don't either. They buy into terraforming operations and that the earth was seeded here. That's in the New York Times, the Financial Times. What's it called? Pan-transpermia, I believe. Basically, if you want to see the creation myth of the elite that they've had for thousands of years, going back to Egypt or Greece, just go watch the movie Prometheus and you'll have it all figured out. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm explaining that panspermia is what the elite believe are going on. When they teach you all this Darwinism, that's not what they believe. Do I believe that Adam and Eve rode around on dinosaurs like Kent Hovind thinks? No. Are dinosaurs walking around today? Galapagos turtles, saltwater crocodiles, monitored lizards, Komodo dragons? Absolutely, they're dinosaurs. They're from that era. I guess the only thing you could technically say is a dinosaur would be the crocodile. But it's there. Have there been stragglers in certain areas of the world that have survived? Absolutely. But should you be locked up in prison because you got a 501c3 and openly put out a big theme park that becomes popular? No, you can't have competing culture. And they got away with Kent Hovind. So now they've moved on to tens of thousands of denied 501c3s and tens of thousands, almost everyone who's libertarian, conservative, pro-gun 501c3, 501c3-4 charities, pro-life, conservative FBI foundations, retired FBI agents, that's the Paul Revere Society. All these groups are getting indicted or harassed or audited, and then the Democrats admit, and it's come out in documents, it was done against their enemies. This is serious political oppression on a scale thousands of times worse than Richard Nixon. He had the names of maybe 130, 140 people. He might have harassed five or six of them and leaked information to the press. Good. Indict him. Impeach him. Remove him. Because it could grow into thousands and then millions if he got away with it. He didn't get away with it. But we sit here and watch the Democrats have turned into a surly cult of losers, led by people like Al Sharpton, a coke-dealing FBI rat. I mean, this is a sick joke. And now we've got a government run by a bunch of thugs trying to start a nuclear war with Russia. And look, Napoleon did it. Hitler did it. Elites always become disconnected from reality and think they're invincible on power trips in their big ivory palaces. I've read, no exaggeration, 300, 400 history books, history magazines, studied it. It's obsessive once you get into it, because you see humans make the same mistakes over and over again. This time we've got bio and nuclear and chem weapons and a lot of other advanced stuff, and we cannot afford a world war. But see, they want to bring one final world war in to bring in the one final world government, and that's biblical. If I open a theme park about the end of the world, I guarantee you, if you had the funds, you built one in the right spot, it'd be very successful, very lucrative. That's what they're scared of, is the alternative groups of any type self-funding. Mainstream media can lie all day, get government funding, government stimulus, it's okay. We dare fund ourselves selling high-quality products. Oh, it's nasty, it's dirty. Oh, my gosh. They don't want us having energy. They don't want us building any culture other than their culture. That's what political correctness is you must adopt that culture. Out in the West, we've got video coming up in the next segment. All over the country it's happening, where a group of black people with their white trendy Soros handlers, college students, show up at restaurants and yell at people and say, raise your hand in solidarity for Brown, who was shot in Ferguson, or you're a racist. And the whites all submit, basically, and raise their hands under threat. That is pure Soviet behavior. Black Lives Matter protesters target white diners eating brunch. That is our story on DrudgeReport.com in the middle column. Regardless what you think about this, and then they say, why, you know, every something seconds or every, you know, few minutes, somebody gets killed and certain percentage are black. Yeah, and 9 out of 10 blacks are being killed by blacks. And these Soros-handled groups, their answer is ban guns. I always hear that. You know, the NRA is the new Klan because black people are getting shot in areas where they've banned the guns. 9 out of 10 blacks that are shot in this country, look it up, are shot by other black people. And are there some police out of control? Absolutely. But this is being pushed to create division because they want us all at each other's throats, and it's truly disgusting. Now, let me just read to you some of the other headlines that are coming up as well today. I mentioned this yesterday but didn't get to it on the Sunday show. The Hill's come out with an excellent article basically saying why the FCC power grab is illegal, because it's not a law. It came out of a regulation. There wasn't the proper comment period. It was kept secret. It violates a whole bunch of federal laws, just like Obamacare does. They'd have to have a Supreme Court ruling changing law, basically, to say this was okay. And even that would be unconstitutional, because that'd be the Supreme Court making law. But it doesn't even have that. This is the other type of headlines I have, okay? Orwellian nightmare unleashed on schools. Now, I told you this 20 years ago. Again, not bragging. I'm just saying this has been going on a while, but WorldNet Daily has the proof. When your kids go and take standardized tests now that are federalized under Bush's and the neocons and the Democrats working together, just like they worked together on Obamacare and gun control and open borders and the FCC power grab, Republicans went along with that. When you go write essays, you name it, it's all kept by the feds and all put in databases, and that's in this report. They just have the documents, so there you go. You know, they ask you in these essays to write about your parents' medicine cabinet, for heaven's sakes. I mean, you can't make this up. Your parents own guns. This is databasing with keyword. Ah, federal lunch, federal education. The Department of Defense in many schools now, under grants, runs the AI cameras studying the students and scanning how many calories they eat from a distance. That's San Antonio Express News 3 years ago. Look it up. You can't make it up. I mean, folks, it might as well be a space alien from 55,000 light years away. That what the elite are building will be a new life form, this AI system. It's probably already self-aware, and it's being built to end humans and have a war with us and win. And it's not going to win with combat robots and micro drones. That's a small part of it. It's going to win by computer actuaries of the economy to incrementally shut things down and fight a psych warfare system with us, with future predicting programs to predict mass movements and individual movements to then war game everything so it's impossible to beat. Only full awareness of the enemy takeover can beat it. And let's just go with the Christian view, because that is my view. It is a spiritual entity from another dimension known as Lucifer, Satan, the devil. The Bible's real, folks. It is a fallen entity. I've studied this, and it makes my faith so much stronger. That is on this planet with advanced intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, that is seeking to destroy this creation and build another one on top of it. Now, the elites believe it's Skull and Bones of Bohemian Grove, that they are actually worshiping fallen angels that are the good guys and that are going to give them eternal life and power. That's right out of the Bible, folks. My God, we're on a planet and people can't even figure this out. I mean, it's all real. It's all happening. But they've seized the churches, and the churches think that Christians don't get messed with, that we just get teleported out of here. No, that comes after all this. I mean, this is epic, people. They're microchipping folks all over Europe to have jobs now. That was in the BBC 3 weeks ago. But even if the spirit of Satan isn't real, and I've studied this thing, folks, it's not of this world. It's advanced. I mean, I've got one of the highest understandings of this anybody out there, and I look at it, and you look at it, and you get chills. You're like, oh, my God, I can't even articulate how just massive this is and how the evil intellect we're up against. Thank God for Jesus is all I can tell.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ash with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
Being built is a human ending system, and that's in the mouths of all the transhumanists, all the top tech people. It's all over TV. It's all over movies. The world without humans. Get rid of the humans. We're a parasite. All hail the age of the machines. We're being told it's over for us and that the elite are going to merge with machines and become gods. I mean, that's the devil in the garden. Join me, become gods. So it doesn't matter whether this is real or not. Take a Carl Jung view that it's an archetype, a dark archetype. Humans, mass consciousness, collective intelligence has combined to now build a giant satanic takeover system. So either way you cut it, it's real because we're manifesting it. And I don't mean all that stuff about the secret where you have intentions and it happens. You've also got to have the energy, the will, the circumstance, and the luck, and then providence, or sometimes dark providence, that's out there as well, to do amazing things. It's not just you imagine something and then it happens. But when you get masses of people imagining something and doing it, science fiction of 100 years ago is almost all reality now. Because we're built in the image of the creator that built and made the universe, this dimension. You can say, oh, whatever. Doesn't matter. You can say, oh, that's just stuff written by Jews 3,000 years ago. You know, what do they know? Doesn't matter. We envision it. We build it. We are made in the image of the creator. It's true whether it's fiction or not. And I'm not even debating that. I'm saying it's true because it's true. Veritas is veritas. 2 + 2 = 4. It stands on its own. I'm not going to explain why. I'll get to the Black Lives Matters video and the takeover and all the rest of it coming up. I'm almost out of time. I wanted to send a promo out just to our email list for folks that sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And I even cut a video, and I don't even think it was sent out to members on Friday. At least I went and checked it to see it. Nobody can tell me if it was. It's fine if it wasn't. I'm just going to do this here on air. I'm going to do it for 2 days, and then that's it. 10% off everything at InfoWarsLife.com, even though DNA Force has already discounted 30%. Even though you can get a free bottle of Ancient Defense with 2 bottles of X2 that's already discounted. And by the way, we're having record sales, but I've got to capitalize. I've got to build the operation. I've got to hire more people. I've got to fight the globalists. I need more fuel to get this rocket into orbit. And then basically and literally transmit from satellites. I need to get satellites. I need a bunch of money. And we're going to get it. We're actually getting it. Thank God. So I need you to just go to InfoWarsLife.com. The all-new 30% stronger, according to Gribbs' calculation. Super male vitality is available. Super female sold out until the new formula comes out in about 6 weeks probably. But it works for females as well. You've heard the rave reviews. 30% off DNA Force plus 10% off of promo code SUPER. And so we'll put it on the site so folks know. At checkout, SUPER. Or when you call and they give you the amount at the end, 30% off with code SUPER, as in super male vitality. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Promo code WATER to get 10% off all the water filtration systems as well. So huge discounts. And just want to introduce you to Super Male Vitality. I know that if you end up using it, I believe you're going to really like it, like almost everybody has, and then you'll become a repeat customer. That's how it works, and then it funds our operation. So God bless you all. And I mean, in the face of the enemy attacking us in an intensified level, I just love it. It means I'm really having an effect, and that's what I'm all about. It's not being a slave at the end of the day, but putting it all in to make my ancestors and the good Lord above proud. You can call us toll-free for any questions or comments or about other specials. We've got a flotilla of specials, 888-253-3139. Coming up, huge news. FDA proposes to let drug companies undermine official safety warnings so they won't tell you what they do in the vaccine inserts and more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.